Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. One Palestinian man killed by Israeli troops, another man and a woman injured in two separate attacks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One Palestinian man was killed and one critically injured by Israeli police in Beit Shemesh to the west of Jerusalem Thursday after an alleged stabbing attack, Israeli media and police said. The Palestinian who was shot and killed has been identified as Muhammad Khalid Ghnemat from Surif near Hebron, while the Palestinian who was critically injured has been identified as Migdad Al-Hihi, the Palestinian Prisoner Society said on Thursday evening. An Israeli police spokesperson told local news that the two Palestinians attempted to board a children's bus in the city but were blocked from entering before stabbing an Israeli man in his 20s. Israeli police arrived on scene and shot the suspect attackers. The two men, along with the Israeli, were transferred to Hadassah Hospital in Ein Karem. In related news, a Jerusalemite woman was injured on Thursday morning after Israeli forces shot her at Ras Al Amud checkpoint in Silwan, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Media sources reported that a 28-year-old Hiba Aziz Al-Abbasi from Silwan village was injured with a rubber bullet while she was in her car at Ras Al Amud checkpoint. The bullet had directly penetrated the car window, according to local media. The woman was waiting to cross the checkpoint on her way to work and was subsequently taken to a nearby clinic to receive medical treatment after shooting. Meanwhile, limited clashes erupted today between Israeli forces and young Palestinian men in Siwa neighborhood in Ras Al Amud, where stun grenades and tear gas bombs were fired, according to eyewitnesses. Elsewhere, at least 20 Palestinian protesters were injured when Israeli troops clashed with youth during army invasions targeting West Bank communities. Clashes were reported in Hebron, Bethlehem and Ramallah. Early on Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped 24 Palestinians during excessive military searches of homes in different parts of occupied Jerusalem. Lawyer of Ad-Damir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association Mohammed Mahmoud said that around 10 Palestinians were taken prisoner in As-Suwana neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem and the rest were kidnapped in Jabal al-Mukabbir and Al-Isawiyya and Silwan. During the home invasions, the soldiers violently searched homes, causing damage. Following the excessive invasions, searches of homes and abductions of 24 Palestinians in occupied Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers have also kidnapped at least 33 Palestinians in different communities in the occupied West Bank. The rest also targeted former political prisoners. According to Palestinian sources, invasions and kidnappings were reported in Jenin and Nablus cities in the northern West Bank and in Hebron and Bethlehem cities, southern West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.